Here are a few suggestions for things to look at while you're sitting with your eyes closed. When sitting, it's a good idea to be comfortable. Take some little time to get comfortable. The back as straight as possible, but again, the main thing is comfortable. Just sitting. And then here are a few suggestions. As we say so often, we look at everything through the mind, which has to identify things. And the suggestion is to let go of the identification, just let it melt away, flow away. And with it, as many ideas about anything really. Any ideas about anything. And just sit and imagine that everything that we see, experience, is a construct. It's something we make up. I know it's a bit difficult, but just imagine we're making up everything out of a sea of nothingness, a vast nothingness. And for whatever reason, for evolving or amusement, we make up things and often struggle with them. And for this few moments, just imagine a vast no-thingness. And every time something arises in the mind, imagine it dissolves, melts away, disappears, disintegrates back into the nothingness. And as things come up in the mind, take a look and then don't think on them. Don't hold them to think about. Let them come and let them go, dissolve, disintegrate, melt away. As though we're sitting in a voidless void, which means it's not actually a void, which is a lack of, but it's also not an anything. It's a vast expanse of no thingness, no fixed form. Or if a form comes through the thinking of the mind, we don't hold it, we don't think about it, and it just dissolves again and goes back into the formlessness. And in one way we can say we're sitting in the formlessness, imagining the formlessness. But we can take it a little further and imagine you, the one that's imagining the formlessness, is also, in a way, a form in the formlessness. And the more we allow, the less solid is the form. So even the one, you, imagining the formlessness, is melting into the formlessness. And it keeps melting. And every now and again, a thought again, a breath, and let it dissolve. and dissolving and dissolving and dissolving until the one who is being aware of the formlessness has less and less form, less and less solid. And not that it's special or extraordinary, as though, yes, that's the way it is. And in my everyday life, I produce an experience. And the experience I produce is directly proportional to my yes or my no. If it's a yes, if it's allowing, if it's a being with, then the sensation is pleasant. And if there's a resistance, if there's an againstness, if there's a complaint, a contraction, the sensation is unpleasant. And we'll just imagine it is up to us. The more solid, the more contracted we make something, the less pleasant. And the more with the flow with what's happening. That includes our resistance. We include the resistance as well, yes, to the resistance. But it's basically a yes. And then there's a flow. And with the flow can become what we call change. In fact, there's no such thing as change, but there is an illusion of change. And things get more pleasant, they get more easy. And things that are appropriate in our lives, they appear. And when they're no longer appropriate, they fade away. In and out of the formlessness. So let's say as an image we're sitting in a lake of formlessness and we're only just formed enough so that we can be aware of formless. As little interference with life as possible. Always flowing, always going with what's happening. Whether the happening is a no thing, being still, or whether the happening is something that feels as though it needs to happen. We need to put energy to support what's happening. But it's always a yes. Not as opposed to a no, just a yes, a yes. Yes, a flow. If we practice this in our sitting, then when we open our eyes, just gently see if we can bring that into our everyday lives. Being so present in each moment, we notice when we contract and go against and take a breath and just melt into the expansion and the yes of the moment. Take your time and start to drift back when you're ready.